Within the pages of the Bible are the answers to our most pressing needs and the greatest stories ever told. Men, women, and children have learned to go to the Bible to learn from these great people in their lives. Now, this tape tells one of these stories. Most of our stories are taken from the Revised Standard Version of the Bible, unless otherwise indicated. Please listen, and then go to your Bible and read to learn more as God speaks to you from His written word.
God calls Abram. The people who moved from the Tower of Babel forgot to teach their children and grandchildren about God. They got busy and forgot God. When they forgot Him, they became more sinful. Perhaps young people would not listen when older people talked about God. Some prayed at times, but not to the Lord God. Many worshiped things God had made, like rivers, the sun, moon, and the mountains. Near Babel, another city had been built. It was called Ur of the Chaldees. The people there worshiped the moon god, Ur. Of course, this was a false god. They named their city Ur. One good man in this city worshiped the true and living God. God didn't want this good man, named Abram, to live in this wicked place. So God spoke to Abram and told him to move away from Ur with his beautiful wife, Sarai, his father, Terah, his nephew, Lot, and some workers and servants. Abram was told to move away from his country and his other relatives to a land that God would show him. God promised to make Abram a great nation and to bless and help him in special ways. God even promised that all families of the world would be blessed because of Abram's son and family. Abram did not understand everything God meant. He was getting old and didn't even have a son. God meant that Jesus Christ would someday be born through Abram's family, years after that. Although Abram did not understand all that God had told him, he obeyed because he believed God would keep his promise. Abram had faith in the Lord God. They left Ur with their servants, herds, and flocks. In those days, there were no cars, trucks, or trains. Traveling was very slow, by walking or riding a camel or donkey. The herds traveled slowly, too, especially when there were baby animals in the flocks and herds. In the new land where God led them, Abram was happy. His herds grew large, and he gained much silver and gold.
The message you have just heard was brought to you by the Church of Christ in